It's Catch Your Dog Trainer here. Welcome to Bark Bites, insights to wag about every day, your daily chats with Cat about dog training, behavior, and the human-canine bond, all through a systems thinking lens. So happy Wednesday and welcome to Behavior Bites. In today's episode, I'm going to be introducing you to Dynamic Dog Discovery. This tool is going to help you to start unlocking deeper levels of insight and understanding into why it is that your dog does all of the things that they do. Dynamic Dog Discovery consists of five key questions. The first question is what happened. With this question, you want to simply identify any recent events and behaviors that you're interested in learning a little bit more about. So for instance, maybe your dog recently chased a squirrel, or perhaps they recently bit the mailman. Your second question is what's been happening. With this question, you're zooming out and you're putting on your dog behavior investigative hat. And what you want to start to do is to look for any sort of clues regarding recurring patterns, trends, and themes that might have led up to whatever the behavior or behaviors of interest are. So things like maybe you've noticed your dog repeatedly lunging, barking, and growling at the mailman. Or perhaps you've noticed your dog becoming increasingly excited around squirrels. Now, just as a hint, these recurring patterns, trends, and themes can be very, very obvious, and sometimes they can be almost hidden or imperceptible. Your third question is, how is it organized? With this question, you're taking off your dog behavior gumshoe hat and you're putting on your dog behavior engineer hat in order to understand how it is that all of the different systems that you and your dog navigate every day that are related to the behavior or behaviors of interest are structured and organized. So this can include things like communication systems, relationship systems, training systems, or more specifically, leash walking systems, greeting systems, feeding systems. You could also look at biological systems, like how is your dog's body structured or organized, or how is their brain structured or organized. Moving on to your fourth question, you want to ask the question, what factor or factors are driving change? So with this question, we are diving into the heartbeat of the system. We are looking at the living, breathing, dynamic, real-time processes, the interaction of all of the moving parts that is bringing life to your dog and to their behavior. So with this, you want to start examining dynamic processes such as biological processes, learning, memory, development, evolution, adaptation, metabolism, information processing, emotional processing, cognitive processing, and problem solving. Are all of those processes running optimally? And this segues us immediately to your fifth and final question, which is what is stuck or misaligned? So in view of the answers to all of your other questions and all of the information that you've been gathering, what I want you to do here is to identify where are things stuck or misaligned. So maybe your dog is developmentally delayed, or perhaps they are a little bit stuck in their problem solving or in their emotional processing, or perhaps there's a misalignment between your expectations for your dog and their biology, or maybe the rate of change that is going on in their environment is actually greater than their adaptive capacity. And finally, perhaps the rate at which you are teaching teaching your dog is actually greater than their ability or capacity to learn. So you're going to get a lot of really, really deep answers as you look particularly at this fifth question, because if the system is not running optimally, or if there's misalignments, that is ultimately what's going to produce behavior problems. And so I truly hope that this episode has been helpful and that maybe it's gotten you thinking a little bit deeper about your dog's behavior. Let me know if you have any questions or comments, or maybe you've had like a light bulb moment as you've listened to this. Feel free to drop me a comment on my Facebook page. Also, if you've got a more specific question about your dog or a dog in your care, or maybe your neighbor's dog, feel free to head on over to my website and fill out my Q&A form for Weekend Woofs, and I might be able to answer your question in an upcoming Friday episode. So until next time, remember that every day is a day to bark about with Bark Bites. I'll see you Friday.